This is Big Podcast Daily. I'm David Hooper. Let's talk about podcast SEO. Specifically, let's talk about Apple Podcast. I'm pretty comfortable about talking about podcast SEO and what gets results. And the reason for that is because I spent so many years in the music industry, and we were the first people, the first industry to get online. iTunes made it extremely easy to purchase digital music. And because they were one of the first ones to get in, I've been with iTunes a long, long time, ever since it started, before they got involved in podcasting. And I know how they work when it comes to search engine results. The main things they were concerned about, at least it used to be this way, was how many people were purchasing the track and the type of reviews that it was getting. So with your podcast, because that was basically an offshoot of what they were doing in the music store, they were concerned with downloads, they were concerned with subscribers, they were concerned with the number of reviews that you had, because that basically is how popular you were. And the theory was that if a lot of people liked something, put it higher up in the search engine rankings, even more people would find it, even more people would like it. So here's something to ponder, because I think that this is changing. I think it may be changing now. I think it's certainly going to change in the future. Apple Analytics is here. I've talked about it here on this podcast before. Apple Analytics being that not only do we know how many people are downloading our podcast, we know how it's actually consumed. A lot of times people will download a podcast and never listen to it. It's just like a book. You probably purchased books, never opened them. Podcasts are the same way. We download a lot of podcasts, we never listen to them. A podcast that gets listened to is more valuable than a podcast that doesn't get listened to. And this is just a theory, but the more people who are listening to your podcast, the longer people are listening to your podcast, the better you're going to do in search engine results on Apple Podcasts. Is that crazy? Think about this. Google's already doing it. Google has something similar with web pages and videos. They know exactly how long you're watching a YouTube video. They know exactly how long you're on a web page if you're using Google Analytics, and a lot of people are using Google Analytics. Does this give shorter podcasts an advantage? Would a podcast like Big Podcast Daily, about 5 minutes or so, would that have an advantage over a longer podcast because it's easier to consume 100% of it? Maybe. But the biggest advantage you're going to have is if you get to the point. If you've got a podcast where people aren't skipping around, if you've got a podcast that people do wholly consume. So I'm going to encourage you on your podcast, the next episodes that you do, really watch for that. Are you staying on point? Are you getting to the point? Do you have that quick intro, the on-ramp to get people worked up? Do you have the meat that gets to the point, gives them something of value, gives them something that they can use? And are you wrapping everything up in a nice bow so they leave with a satisfying experience? Think about that. Regardless of Apple Analytics, Apple Podcast SEO, search engine results, you want people to consume your podcast. That's the way to do it. Get to the point, give them what they came for, get out. If you want more tips like this, how to grow a podcast, become a better host, connect with your audience, spread your message, sell more things via your podcast, I'm here every day. That's why they call it Big Podcast Daily. And if you search for Big Podcast Daily on Apple Podcasts, on Google Play Music, wherever you get your podcasts, I am there. Would love for you to subscribe because I'll be here tomorrow, just like the day after that and the day after that. I'd love for you to join me on this journey. So subscribe to Big Podcast Daily, and I will see you tomorrow.